A pair of downtown scooter accidents involving cars this week have the city's trauma center warning about head injuries. While no one has died since scooters arrived in Nashville earlier this year, some riders have sustained brain trauma so severe that they'll never be the same again. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
After broken wrists, injuries to the face and head are the most common, and Vanderbilt trauma director Oscar Gillamandegi says roughly one a month are life-changing. He argues that scooter companies know most riders won't use a helmet. He says hundreds of zippy scooters sitting on street corners are too tempting.
You can put a case of matches in a room with eight-year-olds and tell them not to light them. But I guarantee you that they're going to light them because they're sitting in a room with matches. You're putting people at risk without giving them the opportunity to protect themselves.
Both companies operating in Nashville, Bird and Lime, encourage helmet use and even offer to send regular riders one in the mail. But they're not made available in the moment. And while city ordinances can be interpreted to require helmets for scooters, the law is not enforced. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.